Pork Chop! Dang, you're killing that flute!
It's not a flute, it's a recorder.
Okay, keep it going. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And I lost my leg.
Is this your most favorite holiday or like least favorite? It's my least favorite.
It's not my favorite.
Between this
okay.
and New Year's, I don't know what I hate more. I hate New Year's and St. Patrick's Day.
What do you have against kissing people while you're drunk?
I'm still gonna do it, but I mean, like, celebrate it. Not necessarily the kissing while drunk part.
I lost my leg.
St. Patrick's Day, probably one of the biggest holidays where all we care about is getting drunk.
Yes.
I mean, we drink at all these holidays, but this has got to be one of the bigger ones. A recent study looked at the most common ways we hurt ourselves while drinking, and, well, St. Patrick's Day is definitely up there. I'm wondering, what is your injury from drinking? It doesn't have to be St. Patty's Day related, but I guarantee you somebody's going to break their shillelagh this weekend. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Now, I assume she has one, but I guess I can make an ass out of myself because that's what happened to you, assume. Live the Web Girl.
Yes.
Have you got hurt when you've drank?
I'm trying to think.
She got a horse tranquilizer stuck in her arm, the needle.
I thought that was just for fun, though.
Just kidding.
No. I'm trying to think, and I really don't think so. I think one time maybe I slipped on some stairs and I bruised my butt pretty bad. I think one time at a party.
My boyfriend Chase did that, by the way, too. He slipped downstairs and bruised his butt.
Ooh. Yeah, I had a friend.
Is that what happened, or how did his butt get bruised?
Ew.
Get it, Pork Chop.
I had a friend break and shatter her ankle just going down one stair.
Oh my
god. She was just going down one stair.
One stair?
Oh my gosh.
One stair and she shattered
That's
her
like
ankle.
Walking into a parked car.
I know.
833-JOE-ALEX, that's an example. I think I've shared this story before, but in case I have or have not, I'll make it quick either way. I didn't go to college, so I never really had a high alcohol tolerance. And I went and saw my buddy Brandon, and I went to his college in Michigan up there. It's called Ferris State University. And it's a very big drinking place because there's not much to do up there in northern Michigan except pretty much drink and I guess go to college sometimes. So I was drunk before we even left his dorm room to go to this party. I ended up getting so wasted after doing shots of Captain Morgan and just beer bonging beer for the first time. I took it like a champ, but I did that I ended up clogging the toilet in the bathroom. Yeah. And then I passed out in the bathroom and people were pounding on the door.
You were that
that's
guy.
So gross.
But that's not even how I got hurt. The way I got hurt after they threw me in the back of their Jeep, drove me back there. I remember this kind of blacking out. I had to puke all over myself. They pushed my naked self into the top bunk. I don't understand why they put me in the top bunk of somebody's, you know, bed because they had bunks in their room. But I remember waking up in the bottom bunk the next morning. And my whole right side was bruised and it hurt. Turns out my 400-pound self fell out of the top bunk onto the floor.
Wow.
I am so lucky that I didn't break anything and that I just was bruised really bad. Because imagine if my arm or leg would have like done that, would have just snapped like your friend lived that went off one step and got hurt.
The people below them must have like thought an earthquake was happening.
Oh, no doubt. They're like, the building's collapsing. The building's collapsing. Run.
My sister actually one time was dancing on a bar stool and she fell off and like broke a couple ribs.
Ow. And that was when she was drinking. Was she trying to get her coyote ugly on?
She was drinking. Yeah, she was probably trying to get her coyote ugly on.
Alex, you're a lightweight when it comes to alcohol, but have you been hurt from it?
I haven't, but I have a family member who busted her breast implant.
Oh my God. No. What did she do?
She was four-wheeling drunk.
Oh my God, I can't even.
Oh my gosh, that sounds.
What happens? It's just like, because it's fluid inside, just like all of a sudden you go like, pew.
Yeah, I think it just kind of deflated.
It can be super, super dangerous.
Yeah, she'd go to the hospital.
She's four-wheeling, say, hey, I got a flat. Like, the tires look fine. She's like, no, up here. It's flat up here.